Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, she's the Natural Resource Specialist, Jennifer Bailey. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you on the show. We're going to talk about something that's going on right now with the tribe. But first, tell us what your responsibilities are as the Natural Resource Specialist.
My focus is primarily on wild rice, and it's for the protection, management, and restoration.
I see. So that's kind of what we're getting into here, because the tribe has teamed up with the city of East Tawas and Baldwin Township on Tawas Lake. Now, is this what we're going to be talking about wild rice?
Correct. And yeah. The removal of Eurasian water milfoil.
That's it. Okay. Now, you're doing this through what's called diver-assisted suction harvesting, right?
Correct.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that first off.
Okay, the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe of Michigan has teamed up with the city of East Tawas and Baldwin Township to combat invasive species on Tawas Lake using diver-assisted suction harvesting, or DASH, is what we refer to it as in short. The Tawas Lake DASH project is a multi-year grant-funded project that is removing Eurasian water milfoil using certified divers trained in aquatic invasive species identification to hand-remove the plant. Upon removal, the plant is sent through a hose to our custom DASH boat, where it is bagged for proper disposal. DASH has been used successfully to remove Eurasian water milfoil on Higgins Lake. Eurasian water milfoil is an invasive submersed aquatic plant that invades bodies of water, forming dense vegetative mats, creating an uninhabitable environment for native species and blocking recreation. Eurasian water milfoil has been an increasing concern on Tawas Lake because it is home to one of the largest wild rice stands in the state of Michigan, and its ability to destroy healthy native habitat.
Yeah, I could see that. Now, has the DASH work already started on Tawas Lake?
Yes. Our crew did get out to do a little bit of work this fall to remove some Eurasian water milfoil. Unfortunately, the pandemic has slowed down the permitting process, so we weren't able to get our approved permit until the end of August. So the delay in getting our permit only allowed us to get some work done in September, but we're hoping that next summer we're going to get out there and work much heavier and earlier in the season to ensure that we're getting the maximum amount of work completed.
Sure. Now, I know there's different ways to combat invasive species. Why DASH?
Eurasian water milfoil reproduces vegetatively by fragments and runners that establish new plants, allowing it to spread quickly. Cutting isn't effective because it's only cutting part of the plant. The plant itself is left intact and will continue to grow, while fragments from the cutting spread, establishing new water milfoil plant. There's also chemical treatment, which doesn't always reach the roots and may only damage part of the plant. So some of the more sensitive native aquatic species could be severely crippled by the chemical, allowing the Eurasian water milfoil and other invasive species to take over the lake. With DASH, the entire plant is being removed and disposed of in a landfill or Eagle-approved compost facility. So the process is slower, but is much more effective in the long term.
Indeed. Well, I can kind of understand why you have an interest, but let's talk about that. Why is the tribe interested in this in Tawas Lake?
Tawas Lake is important to our tribe because it's home to the largest wild rice stand in the state of Michigan. And wild rice is significant to the tribe both spiritually and culturally. It's used in ceremonies, for social values and relationships, and food systems. It was also the main sustenance for our tribe and our migration story to our current location.
Oh, very good. So, yeah, very important. Now, as we mentioned, the diver-assisted suction harvesting, or DASH, is going on right now. If people want more information about this, Jennifer, how would they get more info?
They could contact the City of East Tawas or Baldwin Township, and they could send them my way, or I guess they could contact me via email, and that's jbailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, at sagchip.org. And I'm also looking to put something out in the local newspapers as well.
Very good. She's the Natural Resource Specialist for the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, Jennifer Bailey. Jennifer, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get to talk again in the future about some other projects going on.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.